Welcome to Booze in Ripon, where it is the Christmas Wine Club here today. And I am joined by Steve, who is the licensed specialist. Steve, first of all, thanks for having me along. But secondly, just want to talk us through the event, because it's going on around us. Everyone's sipping on some wine, and it looks like a fantastic event tonight.
Yeah, in April this year, we decided to set up a monthly wine club, which we call the First Thursday Club. Now, so effectively, every first Thursday of the month, we meet, sell tickets for a wine event. Now, this consists of three wines, subject to a theme. Tonight's theme is the three wines I picked to go with Christmas dinner. So we have a Muscadet to go with a fish course or canapes. We've got a Pinot Noir red wine to go with turkey, because you should always have your turkey with red wine. Okay. And we've got a really lovely pudding wine to go with a pudding.
Hi, this is Melly from Booths at Ripon, meeting my lovely Ben yet again.
Melly, we're in the midst of your Christmas wine club here this evening. There is so much going on, lovely Christmas atmosphere. Describe what you're wearing for the listeners at home, because it's absolutely fantastic.
Well, it's black boots to start off with, but that's only at the bottom. Going up and right up to the top, I'm a Christmas tree. And I've got lovely little baubles, and I've got some white fur around the bottom of my dress, and I've got a lovely pointy hat with a star on the end of it.
Now, I can't imagine many people have been served wine by a Christmas tree before, but that's what's happening here at Booths this evening. So talk us through the evening tonight then, because it's quite an informal, relaxed atmosphere. People are sipping on wine, and there's food to come as well, isn't it?
Ah, and the food tonight is spot on. We're replicating Christmas, so I've done, for starters, I've done Melba toast with a gorgeous smoked salmon pate on there, a McClelland's pate. It's beautiful. It's got lime juice and everything with it. On top of that, I've put a little sliver of smoked salmon with some dill on the top and a slice of lemon at the side. For the second wine, the main course wine, we're trying to replicate a Christmas dinner. So I've got a lobe of turkey, I've cooked some stuffing balls and some little chipolatas. Just finger food, but just something to give you a good idea what Christmas Day will be about. I did leave the sprouts out, but nice. There we go. And for pudding, I've done the most gorgeous Bryson's fruit cake. They are beautiful. And with, of course, what you've got to have at Christmas with your port and the final drink is the Stilton, the good Colston Bassett Stilton. And it's that Christmas traditional favourite that we all love.
We come once a month, and it's £10 a ticket, and you get a choice of three wines, usually a red wine, a white wine, dessert wine. Every month's themed, and this month is Christmas.
It's been really, really enjoyable, really nice to just get some ideas about what you might have for Christmas dinner and things like that. And it's nice to always come and try new wines instead of what you always just end up picking up in the supermarket.
It really is for everybody, because I'd not tried them out until October time, and I've now been to four and really enjoyed all of them.
We meet different people every time we come in. We're in about at least three times a week for a cup of coffee.
The store itself, wonderful manager, excellent food, superb food.
It's been very good tonight, and it's quite handy because when you're trying to prepare Christmas dinner, trying to think of what's going to go with which course can be very tricky on a day when you don't need tricky things. So we've had a really nice white and a really nice red now to go with the turkey, and it's worked really well.
It's this family atmosphere. We all, just through the shop, have got to know each other so well. And it's wonderful in a place like Ripon, that is the city of Ripon, but yet we're small enough for everybody to know everybody. When you see in the street, you maybe wake up in the morning and not feeling very well or very bright. You go out, you're sure to bump into somebody that you know. And it's just that convivial atmosphere. And it carries right through. We try and keep that in our store during the day. I stand at the front doing the greetings. And it's lovely to know most of the people that do actually come through the door. Because, of course, the thing is, as well as knowing the staff, the customers are now getting to know each other. So it's lovely to watch them mixing and matching at the tables and bobbing to say hello to each other. And again, this is all part of the beauty of living in Ripon.
We've had a white wine for the first one, and this one is a red wine, and we've got, look at this, we've got pigs in blankets and turkey.
It's great value for money, and it's just a laugh. It's a good night out with the girls.
Definitely come along. It's £10 a ticket. You get three generous glasses of wine. food and cheeses to be like matched with every single wine. Really good value, really relaxed, nice atmosphere, and really welcoming.
It is meeting the new people and making new friends of all age groups and just joining in with something. And booths is so much more of an experience than a supermarket.
Now, when we started these events in April, we started out with about 12 or 15 people. Now we're getting a real head of steam. We've got 40 tickets sold tonight.
I was going to say, that's a record, isn't it, for a wine event?
Yeah, it's a record for a wine event. Usually we cap it as 30 tickets, but this one was so popular, we've released another 10. But it's probably the maximum we would want to go to, because we like to keep it quite an intimate evening. But as you can see, we've got a big crowd here. Everybody's smiling. People who've come tend to come again. So we hope we're providing an evening which is enjoyable for people. They always have the opportunity to buy the wines that we're selling on the night, should they so wish. But basically, we just explain a little bit about the wine. Then we let people enjoy themselves. It's not a wine tasting. It's a wine club.
Well, Steve, thank you very much for your time. Thanks for having me here tonight. We'll put some more information at strayfm.com as well. You can find out about the next wine tasting event and next event they're running throughout the year here at Booths in Ripon.